vachitaura parunare neStudio 7 nasi amai Howie vati shuwire yavo ndeye kuti vatongi vaite basa nemazvo uye sarudzo dzidzokororwe kana dzisina kufambiswa zvakanaka.
Well, it would be very interesting to see if the courts and the judges rule fairly without any pressure coming from the government. You know, elections are not lost and fraudulently handled leading up to the election. It's what happens when the polls close. And I think there definitely were clearly irregularities. And even already, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission seems to have recognized that they made mistakes. So I think the international community will be very, very surprised if, in view of everything that's happened and some of the things that our electoral observers, both from the EU and the Commonwealth, have said, if at the very least they don't come out and say that there has to be a rerun of the presidential election. And I think that would satisfy everyone and give the people of Zimbabwe the opportunity to have a really open, genuinely free and fair presidential election between Mnangagwa and Chamisa.
Amai Howie, ndivo sachigaro webazi re-Cross Party Zimbabwe Parliamentary Group muparamende ye-Britain uye vakashanya munyika pasi pe-Commonwealth Parliamentary Association kuzoongorora sarudzo dzemunyika. Vanoti kunyangwe hazvo munyika mainge musina mhirizhonga, vanopikisa vaisawana mukana wekuzvishambadzawo pane penyuro dzehurumende.
Access to the state media, it was very clear that there was no access really to the opposition from to the state radio in particular, and then the whole way that the ruling party had huge more resources. So we said that it was definitely going to be a less violent election than in previous times, but that if it was said to be freer and fairer, it was starting off from a very, very low base. And then, of course, since the election, we've seen what happened in the immediate aftermath and the appalling shooting down of innocent people on the streets of Harare, which I think really put back the whole idea that Zimbabwe had entered a new era.
Asi vanoti vari kushushikana zvikuru nemhirizhonga yakazoitika mushure mesarudzo, uye havana vimbo yekuti pane zvakati tsvikiti zvichabuda pavimbiso yemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa yekuti vachaumba komiti inoferefeta kupfuurwa kunonzi kwakaitwa vamwe vanhu nemauto muguta reHarare.
Well, I don't think you needed a commission to actually see soldiers quite clearly shooting people running away, innocent people with no arms. We have seen commissions before that Mnangagwa has set up before he was president. We saw the commission that was set up into the terrible atrocities in Matabele land. It never actually got published. You know, I would have thought that Mnangagwa must know, and particularly his vice president, who is, of course, and was the head of the army, Chiwenga, they must know what happened. And I think the idea of saying they're going to set up a commission is just a way to try and make people perhaps in other countries who maybe don't know or haven't followed the history of Zimbabwe think, oh my goodness, he's obviously very keen to find out what happened. I don't think it takes very long to find out what happened that day, to condemn it utterly, and to find out who actually gave the orders to the army. The army would not have gone out and reacted like that without being given orders to do so.
Amai Howie vaenderera mberi vachiti pari zvino zvinoratidza kunge vechiuto ndivo vari kutonga, nekuti vaMnangagwa semutungamiri wenyika vangadai vari kuziva kuti ndiani akauraya vanhu vakapfuurwa mushure nesarudzo pakaitika mhirizhonga munyika. Amai Howie vanoti havabvumirane neukama hunonzi huripo pakati pemumiriri weBritain muZimbabwe amai Catriona Lang nehurumende yavaMnangagwa, uye vari kutarisira kuti mumiriri mutsva achashandura zvinhu. Vaenderera mberi vakati zvirango zvakatemerwa vamwe vakuru muhurumende yeZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika zvinofanirwa kuramba zvakasimbiswa kusvika nyika yaratidza kuti yave neutongi hwejechetere.
In our report, which we did, we said that even if there was an election which could be proved to be slightly freer and fairer, we shouldn't be instantly jumping into lifting sanctions, because actually we needed to have caution and skepticism, and whoever was elected needed to prove that the change that was changed, there's no doubt Zimbabwe changed over the last 6 months or so, but that we needed to see that that real change was permanent and not just for the purposes of the election. And that's why I think any re-engagement with the current government has to be very, very careful, and certainly to automatically lift all the sanctions and treat Zimbabwe, as a normal, democratic, open country at this stage would be premature.
Zimbabwe iri kugununguna kuti zvirango izvi zvinofanirwa kubviswa sezvo iri shamu kuvarombo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muWashington DC, ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye.